The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State hosts Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions, please.
We will take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Stephen Ellison, Gannett, New Jersey.
Hi, Coach. Quick question. You have a lot of New Jersey guys on your team, specifically three from our area, Mike Kosicki, Manny Bowen, and Saeed Blacknall. I was hoping you could just speak to those guys a little bit and the contributions they've been able to make to your team this year.
Yeah, they've just been awesome. I mean, really, really all three of them have grown up so much, are doing great in school, great families. Just been tremendous. They've been tremendous to the development of our program. They've been tremendous teammates. They've been awesome. They really have. Saeed is a difference maker on the perimeter as a receiver from a speed perspective. He's a big, tall, athletic guy who can really flat out run and take the top off the coverage, and has been great on special teams. He's been a great leader for the younger players on the team. Mike Kosicki, is probably one of the more productive, tight ends in the country, especially in the passing game. Same thing. I give Mike's mom a kiss every game going into the stadium. I always see her and her dad. He's been tremendous. As he's grown up so much as a football player, he really was just a big athlete when he showed up here, and he really worked himself into a football player. And both those guys got very bright futures. And then you got Manny Bowen, who is one of the cornerstone guys of our defense. Very athletic guy, true outside linebacker, has grown into being able to play into the box. He's really just grown up in so many different ways. We're fortunate because we got a little bit more time with Manny compared to the other guys, and yeah, I think he has a chance to be one of our leaders of our team next year. And I'm just so proud of all three of them because they just, not only have they been playmakers on the field, but great guys in the locker room and great guys in the community. And, they're all going to get their degrees from here. And they've just been critical to the things that we've been able to accomplish here over the last 3 years.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, James. What is so tough about Michigan State's run defense? What do they do so well?
Well, I think, for us, it's that they commit to it. I mean, there's a lot of defensive coordinators and coaches across the league, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that say you are not going to run the ball against us, and we're going to do whatever we can to make you one-dimensional, and they're one of those teams. And for us, this year and last year, we were able to throw the ball fairly effectively. The difference was this year, we turned the ball over. But I think if you're going to be in a traditional pro style offense, they're going to have an extra guy in a box, whether it's a safety or whoever. And if you're in a spread offense, they're going to be folding those linebackers into the box to outnumber you. But, it creates pretty good throwing situations. To me, you got to be creative in how you're going to run the ball and trying to, create some opportunities in terms of numbers or leverage or angles or grass. But you're going to have some opportunities to throw the ball, but you can't turn it over, So they've done a good job. He's been, I think, one of the leaders in defensive football, not only in the Big Ten, but across the country. I mean, everybody's mimicked their style of defensive play now.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tom Canavan, Associated Press.
Hello, James. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I know the coaches have no control over this, but when you look at the East, how much of a grind is it every week when you Ohio State 1 week, Michigan State, I mean, it seems like you guys are killing yourselves.
Well, I think it's similar. I remember my time in the SEC, especially, you know, the other side of the conference, the SEC West. It's brutal. I mean, you look at the Big Ten East with Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State all on the same side of the conference, and it's very challenging. Especially look at for us, we played those teams 3 weeks in a row. We had Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State 3 weeks in a row. So, and two of those games on the road. So, there's no doubt it's challenging. It is what it is. I also think that's what makes the Big Ten so special and so exciting. But there's no doubt that there's a difference, in the two side of the conferences, at least currently, with the model that we are in now. I know, over time things change. Teams drop off and teams step up. So it's hard to ever predict that. No different than in scheduling. You schedule a team 5 years out, you think it's a really good game to schedule for you from a strength of schedule standpoint. And by the time you play them, their program is in a different situation, or vice versa.
So there's really no way to balance it out. It's just a secular thing.
Well, yeah, I think there's always solutions and there's always options, but yeah, I think it's going to change yearly and it's going to change over time.
Thank you.
We can take one more question for Coach Franklin.
Your final question is from Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Coach, you have been through the grinder here the last several weeks. I was just wondering, when you looked at Michigan State's quarterback, Lewerke, where did you see improvement in him, maybe based on what you saw earlier in the year? Because obviously they came out throwing.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks, I mean, you saw what they did against Northwestern and then against us. They've been throwing the ball extremely well. He's very accurate. He's got a strong arm. He's got really good mobility. He's very poised. With what they're doing offensively and trying to run the ball and play action pass and then, be willing to drop back and chuck it around as well. And right now they're not your traditional Michigan State team where they're going to continue to just keep pounding the ball. They're throwing the ball and they're throwing it for a bunch of yards. So, I was very impressed with him on film before the game, but was even more so impressed after the game. And they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and he's playing with a lot of confidence.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.